Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all you freaks out there. This is Ryan, and I am flying solo tonight. Angie is putting RJ to bed. So it's just you and me tonight, guys. I hope everyone had a good weekend. Had a good weekend. It was a good weekend. Didn't do much thing, really. I mean, went to Walmart. That was probably the highlight of my weekend, I think. Angie started a new job this morning, and I knew I had to get up early because, you know, I wanted her to be on time. So I spent half the night last night tossing and turning because I was afraid of oversleeping. So I'm kind of running on a half battery here, guys. So luckily we did get her to work on time, and she had a good first day at work. So she's actually working at a daycare center. So I know she's happy to be getting out and about. Although she does miss having, you know, miss being with RJ. It's good for her to get out and get into the world and, you know, not be stuck at home all the time. So she's happy with her new job. What else is going on? Oh yeah, I definitely want to send out my condolences to the Bush family. The president, George H.W. Bush, died this weekend. So I mean, I know he might not be popular with everyone, but he's still our president. So I just want to give out, we want to give out our respects to the Bush family, and hope they find comfort in this hard time, losing a father and a grandfather like that. I know it's rough, so our condolences to them. We got a few events coming up I want to talk about before I welcome our guests onto the show. Dead City Christmas. That's done by, it's a Toys for Tots drive that's being done by Dead City Lodge in Sampson, Virginia. It's this weekend, Saturday. It was also last weekend too. It's from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. All you have to do is bring an unwrapped toy worth $10 or more, or give a $10 donation, whatever, it's up to you. They said bring your appetite, because Chef Ozzy will be there serving some of his finest cuisine. So I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds pretty good. So if you want to check them out, head on over there on this Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's a good cause. Toys for Tots. Hold on. Drink some water here. And then on the 15th of December, the Cabin on 360 is having our toy drive. It's a it's an investigation. You bring a $20 unwrapped toy, and toy worth $20 or more to the cabin, and we'll to investigate. Of course, investigate both structures, the cabin and the brick house, and 7.2 acres of Civil War battlefield. So it's a pretty good deal if you want to come out and investigate a haunted location and you want to help a kid have a Merry Christmas at the same time and kill two birds with one stone right there. Well, I think that's all I have coming up that I can remember anyways. Tonight, we're having the Twisted Realm on the show tonight. Now we've had the Twisted Paranormal Society on the show a few times, actually. And we love having them on the show, but we don't really talk too much about what it takes to actually film a television series. And I wanted to get into that aspect of there. So without further ado, I would like to welcome the members of the Twisted Realm onto the show here. Each one on. There we go. We should all be on there now. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Ryan. This is Don.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good, good. What about you?
I'm doing good. I know I put a lot more. I clicked on four different people there, so hopefully that they all can hear me.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
I can't hear a thing.
I know you can't hear a thing.
Dennis.
What up, Dr. D?
Not much, man. Not much.
Oh, good evening, everybody. In case you don't know,
my name is
the big boy, sexy looking one.
Yeah, right.
With the face, for radio.
That's right.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I definitely have the face for radio. That's for sure. I'll tell you what, if I was as ugly as I am, I'd probably shave my butt and teach me to walk backwards. Please, I am as ugly as I am.
Shit. I haven't heard that one in a while.
God. Man.
So can anybody hear me? Right. I don't know if my microphone's working or not.
I hear you loud and clear.
Oop, gotcha, Brandon.
All right, awesome.
I want to get each of you to introduce yourselves and let us know what your role is on the team. So I'll start with Dennis, since.
Since what? I'm the loud, mouthy one? Is that what
you're saying? The first name that popped in my head.
Oh, all right. Well, my name is Dennis Eslock. I am the film director for The Twisted Realm. Brandon?
Next.
All right. I'm Brandon. I'm one of the camera crew, investigator, and do a lot of the promotional work for the realm and for all the sites and stuff for the realm.
And a lot of the great editing and producing.
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Credit where it's due, brother. Dr. D.
Yeah, hey, so I'm Don Molnar. I'm a physician on the team. I'm a investigator, and then I help film when I can, and that's what I do.
Is Lyle and Tana made it in yet? Merlin?
No, we're still waiting on them, I think.
I'm not sure who all you have on the board, brother, so.
Well, I've got
you know me, I'm not bashful.
Well, I got a 330 number. I don't know who that is.
That's me, 330.
That's Donald?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Okay. I've got everyone on that's talking.
Well, no. Tana says that they're on, but. Tana says they're on. Hey, Twisted, if you're on, make sure to press 1. It'll flag him on the keyboard so he knows which ones are us. If you are not with Team Twisted, please hold off on pressing 1 for the time
being. There they are. Okay. You're right. Then I got you now. All right, cool.
You got it now?
There we are.
I hear Lyle.
Now we got the whole team.
Hey. There we go. What's up? Hey, I forgot to push the number 1 button.
It's all good.
Whoopsie. We got Tana and I sitting here together.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tana.
Hey, Lyle.
Hey, Mofo. Hey. What's up, brother?
Not much, man. Hey. Just chilling.
We're going to talk some Twisted Realm.
You can call here.
Sounds good. Feel the love great. Right off the bat.
Hey, is it okay if I don't have any clothes on?
Yeah. we'll picture that, Don.
Mouth the party.
Here we go. I'll put it on Facebook right now. No, just kidding.
Well, Ryan, thanks for having us on tonight, buddy. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks, Ryan.
I really appreciate you guys coming on. No, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you guys taking time to come on the show. Now we had everyone introduce themselves and tell us their roles. So, Lyle and Tana, why don't you go ahead and do that, too? So,
okay, Ms. Lyle, go ahead.
Well, I'm Tana. Y'all know that. And I'm co-founder. And whatever other jobs you want me to have, that's
right.
Me.
And, of course, then you got me. You got Lyle. I'm the other co-founder of Twisted Paranormal Society, the producer, director, editor, auditor, whatever you want to call him, the Twisted Realm. So
he's
just a little bit of everything.
He's the man. Here we go.
Code name the man.
I picked up that name somehow.
So I wanted to get you guys on here because, like I said before, we've talked
a lot about what you guys do with Twisted Paranormal, but we haven't really talked about what it takes to film the Twisted
right.
Realm series. And I want to kind of want to go back to the beginning.
Okay.
I guess this is a question for Lyle. What first made you decide to start a paranormal series?
Well, we were actually we were doing an actual Paracon type event in Lynchburg, Virginia. I want to say it was probably back in 2012, 2013 time frame, I think. I can't remember right off the bat. But you know, we bring our monitors and stuff and kind of play our footage from our episode or our investigations. And there were a lot of people that came up to us and asked if we had DVDs or things like that they could buy to actually watch what we do. And so it kind of just clicked off there. And, you know, we filmed our first really Twisted Realm investigation at Old South Pittsburgh back in November of 2013. And it kind of got all started from there. You know, that shows, you go back to that episode, there's a good offer, but it kind of shows you, you know, just about how it takes to get it started, how, you know, cameras make a big deal when you compare today's stuff to back then. So, you know, but that's kind of where it got started for us.
My next question was going to be, where was the first investigation, with the first episode filmed? But what kind of equipment were you guys using back then?
Well, we were just using the, you know, the cheap little full-spectrum cameras. We had some other people that came on board and were filming with us. It was the first time they were filming with us, and they had the mini cassette. They were nice Canon cameras. I think they were Canons, but they had like mini cassettes in them. You know, so it was kind of back at that time frame. It really wasn't like on SD cards or digital. So there's a big difference in filming back then to what it is today.
It was pretty gray back then.
Pretty gray, pretty green.
Yeah.
You know, the lighting wasn't the best. But, you know, you learn as you go along, and I think we've come a long way in just these 5 years, actually. So I'm proud of what we do. I'm proud of the people we've got right now that are helping to make this project, you know, what it is today.
Yeah, I've got the Old South Pittsburgh investigation on DVD at home, and there is definitely a world of difference between what I saw on that DVD, which is really good for, you know, great. It's a great DVD, but compared to the investigation at the cabin I watched on VidiSpace, it's just a huge difference.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a big difference. You know, I wish I had the full footage of Old South the way it used to be, and that way I could go back and kind of make something out of it, but I really don't have that footage anymore. Nothing to work with other than just my DVD. So, but, you know, we're moving on past that one. You know, that was just the beginning. So now now we're rolling on, that's for sure.
And every journey starts somewhere, right, you know?
That's right, buddy. And that was a great place to start the journey.
That's a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably having a
good. Yeah, not everybody votes that same way.
Yeah. Yeah, not everybody does.
Nope.
Everybody else
so,
seemed to like it, Tana, and not so much.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Talk about locations. What do you look for when you're scouting a location for the Twisted Realm?
Well, for location-wise, I think we're looking for a lot of history. And I think that's one of the things that helps us stand out a little more is that the places we try to do have some really good history to them, but they have good claims of paranormal activity there. So we go in and try to tie history and paranormal together and just see how it turns out in the end. But I think the location really, you know, has to have some kind of history to it to really be one that we really go after.
Also, though, we look for places that have not been done, that nobody's done also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we like to go in not knowing much and, of course, the history. But it's interesting to go into a place that's never been done.
Okay. What are some of the complications that come with trying to film and investigate at the same time? I guess that's for anybody who wants to answer, because I know you guys are all part of the team.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody else throw some answers in there.
Well, I think from my standpoint, this is Don. Sometimes it can be a little tiring, because if you just did a scene where you were on camera, and then you need to help film, which I like doing all that, but sometimes you're tired and you want to sit down, but you also want to help out, so you want to carry the camera and help people out. So sometimes it can be a little bit grueling if you need a break or something, but we get through it.
Amen.
Yep.
That's a good answer there, Don.
Yeah, you're right, Don.
You know, the thing is and the one thing about our series is that no matter whether you're behind the camera or you're in front of the camera, you're a part of that scene.
Yeah.
And if you've got experiences going on, then we'll turn the camera right on a cameraman or a camera woman, whoever's carrying, and watch them as it's going on. So, you know, we do it as a team. And we treat it as a team. We just don't have a crew that's behind the scenes, you know, doing all this filming. We do it all together. And that's what I think makes this project work the way it does.
Absolutely. I agree.
And, you know, even though I'm not a member of Twisted Paranormal Society, as film director for The Realm, when things are going on, if a camera is thrown my direction, if I'm the one that has activity right centered around me, well, all of a sudden I'm part of that TV show at that moment. And I think that's one of the coolest parts. I've had some of my production people have become, for the moment, so to speak, the star of that episode for that time while things are happening around them. They're not wearing a Twisted Paranormal Society shirt. They're just carrying a camera for me.
Right. That is correct, and we treat everybody that way. That's what's great about this series and this show, is that no matter who's helping us, if something's going on and you're a part of that, then you're going to be a part of what's being filmed. And because we want to bring the best evidence stuff that we can forward or any activity. And I think as well as a group that we are working together, that, you know, we go into a place, I think we draw up a lot of great activity because I think we go on with the right attitudes. Of course, then it doesn't, you know, it helps too when you got, you know, a chick magnet like Don is.
Yeah, right. The lady ghost.
Shoo, man.
No, I think it's really good. I think we do such an awesome job together when it comes to that playing off of each other when something's going on. So, and Dennis, I mean, you're really good with your history and you know stuff. And I know you sit behind the cameras a lot, but, you know, I try to get you out there as much too. And, you know, because everybody's a part of this project.
Hey, Mofo.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Hey, just another quick thing. I'm just thinking, you know, one of the learning points is trying to get out of the way of the other camera. It's like watching some of the episodes now, I'm like, oh man, like we're blocking the stationary camera or blocking the other cameras. Like you got to kind of think where you are in the room too. So that's another kind of tricky thing, is to realize you don't want to block the camera shots one way or another. So just trying to stay out of the way can be a little challenging.
The camera.
Yeah.
The ascot. It's always fun.
Well, I know if Dennis sees one of our arses in front of a camera, he definitely will call out and let us know.
Oh, yeah. I've
I'm not surprised.
More than one occasion you know, I've been on a radio going, camera three, I got nothing but a screen full of ass. Somebody want to take a step left or right? But, you know, I also have to think at the same time that is that person trying to capture a great camera shot from a handheld?
Right.
Which 9 out of 10 is what's going on. But
right.
I'm not able to see what their handheld is showing at that moment. All I can see is that, you know, I have a screen full of ass. So, you know, that camera person with the handheld that's in that shot right at that moment, you know, there may be some heavy activity going on. A lot of times I don't have audio. So, you know, they may be catching some fantastic footage.
Right.
So they're not cognizant with that handheld. Other than, this is amazing.
Right, right.
You know,
so
prime
that
example
is...
of, you know, prime example of making the camera operators part of the episode was when we did the cabin on 360 and we were in the woods and it was Don, Tana, myself, my camera operator Jeremy at the time. All four of us heard that scream in the woods, and all four of us became part of that episode at that moment because, well, frankly, there was a lot of bleeping going on. I mean, it was a straight-out scream right behind us.
Yeah.
You know, Jared, I gotta think about it. Make sure you turn the camera on to record. You got to make sure the camera's recording before you start before you shoot a whole bunch of footage that's not caught.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Critical.
Definitely true.
Make sure the red light's on.
Yeah.
Some of my best helping the film was never caught on cam, never caught on SD card because I didn't hit record.
Oh my god, that's funny.
I remember some of that.
I think that was that was at the farm, wasn't it?
That was at Wendover. Yeah.
I was so proud of myself, and then I never hit record.
That's all right. I hate to
say
it, but you know, going back and doing the drone footage, I had some of the absolute best footage that we had from that entire location wasn't under record.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know, I was fairly new with the camera and forgot to hit record. So, Don, you're not the only one, brother.
All right. I don't feel so bad now.
Happens to the best of us. I've done that on investigations. I forget to push record on my digital recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Oops. Sorry. So, Dennis,
meanwhile,
what is your responsibility as a film director for The Twisted Realm?
Well, I have to be kind of up on a few different things. One, I have to focus a lot on the history of the claims and the location. Where are the hot spots? You know, like Merlin, Tana, they don't get the hot spots told to them until typically later on. I get them right up front, so I know where to place DVRs because that's, you know, those are the areas that we want to capture. So on any given investigation, I've got anywhere from 8 to 16 DVR cameras that we're placing out. In addition to making sure that the DVR system is up and running properly, all the camera batteries are charged while they're out doing a segment. I'm making sure cameras are charging. I'm making sure that the other gear is charging. You know, so those are the things that I do behind the scenes while they do the truly important part, which is put together a great episode. And, you know, their investigation, all the work that I do is nothing if they weren't talented investigators.
So, take us through the steps it takes to actually film an episode of The Twisted Realm.
Well, let's see. Why don't you do that? Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
About what?
The episode. What do we do to prepare for episode?
Start to finish.
Well, we pretty much, Merlin and I, and she's on here. She needs to get on here and talk. But she really aren't allowed to know anything, or actually we prefer not to know anything. So I know Lyle and some of the others, they study up on the history beforehand, and they draw out how they want the investigation to go, you know, so that it's not just jumbled when you get there. You kind of know what you're expected to do. Merlin and I kind of stay out of it all. That's why Lyle might be able to give a little more detail, because Merlin and I, one of the things that we do when we first get there, she and I do a walk to see if we can hit on specific areas that maybe that there's activity that we're picking up on. So we know those are good hot spots to put cameras or maybe to spend more time in during the investigation. So that's really my part. Merlin is just on it. She amazes me, and I couldn't ask for
I just added someone to the show, so that might be Merlin.
Okay.
No, I've been here for a while.
Or Balky. It might be Timothy Balky.
Yep, that's me.
Hey, Timmy. Balky.
Hey, Timothy. But it's pretty much, you know, the guys will sketch out how they, or Lyle will sketch out kind of how he wants things run, what he wants done, when we're going to do the B-roll footage, when we do outside filming, when Merlin and I do our walks, et cetera, et cetera. Everything is figured out prior to going. So it just makes it a lot easier to do the investigation.
It's a learning process, you know, and I figured that the more we keep doing it, the easier it gets on us. It's like they say, really, you know, when we get on location, you know, we usually like to get a location for a couple days. That way we're rushed in and out within 8 hours. I don't see how people do that anyway and get a good show out of it. But so that's why I try to get Friday through Sunday. You know, a lot of times we go to locations. And that way we can get everything we need with between Dennis and Brandon doing their drone and exterior footage and DJI footage and stuff like that, which both of them do an awesome job at getting that stuff. And then it kind of moves on to the, you know, to the interviews with people. But when we get on location, we try to do the filming with Tana and Merlin kind of pretty much that very first night before we get things going, because, you know, just want to be able to see what they pick up in there. You know, if it's a known haunted location, we don't spend a whole lot of time doing it that way, but when we go into those first-time locations, we definitely like to have their walk, because it kind of really sets us up, I think, to different areas of activity. But, you know, and then the rest of the investigation just kind of flows. You know, we'll break into teams and try to do two teams at one time if we can. If not, there'll be one, and then one's on break. So that's what it kind of takes to go into it. And then you got all that extra time afterwards to put everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a nonstop business.
So when you investigate, how many people do you like to have in the house at one time, or locate, like if it's a small location, how many people do you like to have in that location at one time?
Yeah, I think it depends on, you know, how big the location is, where we're set up, or wherever command's set up. If it's a mm-hmm. small location, I only like to have one team in it.
Which is usually maybe three.
Yeah, three people and then maybe two cameras or something or whatever. But if it's a big enough location where we can have two teams going at one time, then, you know, we'll try to do that. It's just a matter of camera coverage, you know, that's the thing. since we don't have those extra hands, you know, to carry a lot of cameras, a lot of times it's like film one, you know, group, one group take a break and then go film again. So I know between Brandon and I, we carry a lot of cameras. And then, you know, Don and whoever else we can when, you know, when like Brandon and I are investigating, we'll get them to carry cameras. Mr. Balky.
So, so apparently there's a chat that I was not aware of, but do you guys have a bucket list location as far as where would you like to film the Twisted Realm?
I'm sure each one of us probably has a different location we'd probably like to film at.
Oh yeah.
Well, each one of you guys.
I have a 55-gallon burn barrel of locations. It's not a bucket anymore.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's kind of difficult.
Are you talking? I mean, we could throw out things for overseas, or are you looking at something that's local here in the States?
Let's go for in the States.
Okay. Mine would be good old Alcatraz. I've been there, but it was so long ago before we were actually doing this. And I'd love to go back to Alcatraz. Go ahead, Al.
I would like to I don't know, maybe some type of prison, something like that. Well, not really Alcatraz. I mean, Alcatraz is on the list, but, I mean, that's a big money, big bucket list. That's big money to do that. But if we could do something local, you know, we've done a couple jails. I would like to get inside of maybe an old abandoned prison or something like that where you know there's been a lot of activity. I mean, I know Moundsville. I mean, we just did that as part of an event, but I don't know. That's not really one that's on my bucket list. I'd like to see if there's any other ones out there. But other than that, I mean, how about Don? How about you, buddy?
You know, that's a good question, man. I don't know. You know, when you said penitentiary, I was thinking Mansfield Penitentiary. In Ohio.
Yeah, in Ohio. That would probably be that would probably be an awesome one there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timothy.
And probably another one. Probably another bucket list is, I can't remember the name of it, you guys are gonna kill me, but the TB Sanatorium in Kentucky. What's the big one?
Waverly
Hills.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Ooh. Hmm. Brandon, you're on there. What's yours?
It's actually one we've, you know, discussed this before, but there's one in Gettysburg that I've always wanted to spend the night in. It's the Daniel Lady Farm in Gettysburg. It's somewhere where you have, you know, all these historical figures from, you know, Longstreet, Lee, Ewell, pretty much all the heads of the Confederate Army in one location, and, you know, a massive field hospital. So, and I know hands down it's haunted as you know what. So that's one of my big bucket list places.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Anyway,
it'd be cool to go back with the team that we have now to Gettysburg. It'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timothy.
Yeah.
Where'd you go, buddy?
If I have an old hospital or insane asylums.
Okay.
Mr. Ball.
How about you? You guys have an asylum.
Don's been.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
I'll go back. I'll go back there.
Hillview may be one that we might look at to do a film at, go film at.
That'd be a good one to film at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a very active location. So, yeah, that might be a good possibility. Who else is on here? Anybody?
Merle,
are you on there?
Yes.
Oh, there you
Merle,
are.
You're there, Merle. You snuck on there, you.
I was getting worried about you.
No, I've been here the whole time. I'm just yeah, chilling here in the background.
Being quiet.
Yeah.
She's just doing her Merlin thing and hiding in the shadows.
I do that well. What'd you say, Tana?
Where do you want to go in the States?
Oh. Right now I've got two places. Queen Mary and Tesla's apartment in New York City.
The Queen Mary.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be an awesome one.
Yeah.
And what was the one in New York City?
Tesla's apartment.
Oh, yeah, that
Nikola
would be cool.
Tesla.
Wow.
Never heard of that.
Wow, that,
cool.
That's not a location that most people talk about.
Right. Oh, yeah.
His bunker would also be a fantastic place. I'd love to know what could be picked up out of there.
Mm.
Now, as far as...
You'd probably find him bumping around the hallways down there, twisting knobs and changing circuits and blowing fuses. Fascinating man.
Cursing Edison's name.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Could you blame him?
Nope. That's right.
Well,
I think one of the coolest places I'd love to make it, and I don't see it as much of an opportunity because now it's under Department of Homeland Security control, but it's St. Elizabeth's Hospital up in D.C.
Mm.
It was the first federal government insane asylum.
Wow.
And I actually worked in it as just laying tile. And I watched a full-bodied apparition from probably the 40s or 50s was a doctor carrying a briefcase, walked 5 feet away from me and just vanished.
Wow.
Numerous other contractors there had reports and complaints. And he was on his – I talked to the general superintendent. He was on his third electrician's contractors because they were typically the first ones into a building. And typically the first ones to leave.
Yeah, I remember that story. That's pretty amazing that you're just working, all of a sudden this guy just walks past you. And it's like, and you thought it was a regular person, right? You didn't think it was a ghost, did you?
I mean, when he first walked by me, you know, like I said, it was about 5 feet away from me outside a doorway. And when he first walks by, I'm like, well, who the hell would that be? Because, you know, it's government facility, government contract. We're in steel toes, safety vest, hard hat. And this dude in a long overcoat, black suit, and carrying a briefcase with shiny wingtip shoes walked by, wearing a fedora.
Random.
What the hell? So,
hey, Dennis.
That's probably one of the coolest. Yes, ma'am.
When do you have what turns out to be not a living person do a tour of a location? They take you in places you weren't even allowed to go. That is a story Lila and I have to tell you. It happened to us. It's to Emily Morgan in San Antonio. That's the event that we were at, and we got to work with the Constantinos. And if they were alive today, they'd back us up in the story. We'll have to tell you about it.
By all means, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
I miss those two.
They were two great people to work with, that's for sure. So.
Yes, they were. Hey, Lori, thanks for joining us. I want to give some shout-outs. Kelly in the chat, Sherry, Lori, I'm sure there's others. I just can't see all of them. But thanks for joining, everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
yeah,
the Queen Mary would definitely be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I think each one of us could probably go through five different places in the U.S. I mean, if we were to go international, and I realize it sounds morbid as hell, and it would be, from my standpoint, a technical nightmare, but I'd love to go somewhere like Auschwitz.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
You know,
Pavilion sounds like fun,
I'd love to give a voice to some of those people. You know, just give their voice, maybe give a message to a descendant or something. I mean, that's kind of what we do this for anyway, is to give the dead a voice.
Right. That's right. I think there's just so many untouched, you know, I think that's one of the things I like about what we do. There's so many untouched locations that we go into and try to, you know, to give a voice. And that's one of the, I think that's one of the joys of doing it. I know it's a lot of work, but you know what? I think it's really great.
Yeah, I think through.
You guys definitely do a great job.
Now, speaking
Ryan,
of voices.
You're behind the camera every now and then, too.
Well, I like to lend a hand every once in a while when I'm asked
yeah.
to.
And we appreciate that, so.
Now,
yeah, you
speaking of voices,
Ryan.
Hello.
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 I just lost her.
Good day, mate.
Hello, I'm still
here.
Brandon.
Brandon, are you there?
I'm here.
You there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still roll call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lyle, you there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Tana?
Yeah.
Dennis?
I think we're all still here.
All right, good.
Just because it's so much fun and I love to hear the story. Speaking of giving voices to locations, Lyle, we were at a location that was dated back to Revolutionary War, had Hessian soldiers. And you captured some voices during your interview. Do you recall that?
During my interview?
Yeah.
I don't remember, Dennis, which one you're talking about.
There was some odd activity going in one of the locked rooms.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That was the night that we were doing that. We were that was the night that we were doing some promotional work there for that Haunted Nights event that was going to happen there. And there were some guests, I think, that were having a pleasurable good time. And kind of spooked us a little bit. It spooked me, that's for sure.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, I'm glad you caught that, Brandon. That was good.
Yeah, right.
That was funny. Oh.
Well, I tell you what, that's good. Back to the Twisted Realm series. You know, we're really excited with the fact that, you know, the programming's being, you know, put out there on VidiSpace. I know that, you know, right now I had them stop and pull until they can figure out what the encoding issue was with our streaming. But I know they're working on it for us. I know that we're on video on demand up there. Everything plays great up there. So if anybody out there, if you've got VidiSpace and didn't get to see our live episode streamed correctly, they are there to go and see. You've got the 360 house, which is a new one. You've got the Silver Thatch Inn, which is a new one. And then there's going to be a couple more new ones, if I'm correct, isn't it? No.
Yeah.
So we've got one more new one. We've got a couple of more from you know, our regular season one that we had, but they've been all reworked. So But then, you know, we're in the process of working on ones for season two right now. So I'm about ready. I'm not too far of finishing the one that we did down at the, you know, a DLA down there. So I'm just working on the intro and the outro, put it that way. Intro, outro.
So, so what made you decide to go with VidiSpace as a distributor for the Twisted Realm?
Well, I mean, they actually, you know, you have to submit, okay? And I submitted probably 6-plus months ago. And actually, Daniel Klaus, he's the one that sent me a message and said, hey, he said, I want you to get your stuff together and send it to these guys. And, you know, I wasn't really that familiar with it, but I did know that, you know, that Nick and Elizabeth were the ones that were putting this together, VidiSpace. And I thought, well, this would be a great opportunity to probably be seen by more people. And so, you know, after about 6 months and then seeing Daniel again at Gettysburg when we did the bash down there, and I asked him again, I said, you think it – because really I think I had just sent a promo is all I had. And once I sent the full episode for the 360 for them to review – it was like automatic. They were right back. And said, hey, we like your stuff. We'd like to carry it on VidiSpace. How would you like to be a part of it? And basically, that's where it all started. So they you know, they liked what they saw and wanted to see more. And
it's pretty cool when Nick Groff, when he actually comments on live stream and tells you, good job, guys. Good job. That was really
wow.
Feel good. Yeah.
And that was on the 360 episode.
That was on the exchange episode.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Oh, that's
a
good
of
one.
Live
yeah.
Stream. He wasn't a part of the live stream for the 360. I don't know if he
but
was
still,
busy or
I mean,
what, but he's been on the live streams chats here the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
That's why I know. Last week when we had Silver Thatch on there, I know he was a little frustrated because of the encoding part that wouldn't play the episode. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, I mean, because of that problem, you know, I wrote them and told them not to – that's got to be Missy. Missy, is that you on there?
Hey.
That is
yeah,
Missy.
I didn't even know
welcome.
I was on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured
that
was on their conference.
Trust me. Like, yeah, we heard you.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was coughing, because I didn't think I was on there.
We heard you. But, I took you on.
We're
going
to get you.
Yeah. But that, you know, what's when I noticed the problem with the encoding thing, you know, I wrote Elizabeth kind of right away and told her, I said, hey, let's not show any more episodes until you get this problem fixed. And she was, they, you know, and they've been working on it. So I don't know what the difference
yeah.
is. They've been comparing our stuff, our episodes to other ones that are being streamed. And they said everything looks right, but something is in not encoding right. But they'll get it fixed. They know what they're doing. And once they do, then we'll be right back up again. So, and I asked them to play mm-hmm. the Silver Thatch one again, since it didn't play at all. But no, we're very proud of that honor to be a part of Nick and Elizabeth's programming, and I think we've picked up a lot of followers from that, and I know their actual Viddy team is they're well behind us too. They've watched our stuff and really like what they've seen, and that's another good thing. I mean, they speak highly of us too, so that's great. So, you know, when we stream and if everything's going fine, make sure you get on the chats that night and be a part of it, if you're a part of any.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's really cool to be part of something where there's so much support for each other, you know. That's, you know, everybody's
yeah.
in it for the same reason, to try to find answers, and it just really feels good. I know Brandon will agree with me on this. You know, it really feels good when you've got support.
Oh yeah, it does. Exactly.
And I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Brandon himself too for a lot of the marketing material that he's done for us.
Yeah.
The promos he's done for the episodes. It's been a big help, too. So you see all these nice designs that he's put up there for the Twisted Realm and all. His mind is just continuously working. It seems like when mine shut down, he doesn't shut down.
No.
That's because he's twisted.
Yeah, he
exactly.
is.
I was gonna ask, what do you use to advertise the show? Is it mostly social media? Do you have a YouTube channel? What kind of software do you use to do the editing, stuff like that?
Hey, Brandon, you answer that.
Yeah, social media, you know, is a big thing, and you know, what I try to do is when I make a design or anything that's cool, you know, tagging is your best friend, and I try to advertise each show. Like for this right now, I did the live stream on Facebook, so people that if they can't tune in, they can watch it live on Facebook, and I try to make everything where people can find it relatively easy. And like Lyle said, dude, my mind is constantly going, and I know there's times I'll be at work and I'll have a design or something in my head, and I'll either write it down there's been times I've messaged you saying, does this sound cool? Cause I know everybody else is at work and, you know, at the moment and they only have their phones, but you know, I'll send to you a message like, hey, how cool does this look? Or, you know, all this stuff, my brain constantly just keeps going. And, but I try to, you know, keep things looking pretty cool and come up with a new design a day. That's my personal goal but just like a huge thank you, seriously, to everybody for letting me go completely crazy in front of a computer and come up with some really kick-ass stuff. And, you know, thank you to you guys.
Yeah. Me and Pochet, everybody has their role on the team, and we're where we are because of what everybody does. I mean, Timothy has been with us a long time. Merlin's been with us a long time. John's been with us the longest. Bless his heart, he stuck with us through good, bad, ugly, whatever. And we appreciate that. And I think we've turned our Timothy Balky, our quiet Timothy Balky, into a wild man. We love each other.
And over.
We have a great family here. It's not a team. It's a family.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
And you know, with bringing Brandon and Missy on, you know, that really added even more to the great family. And I think we all get along real well. We work well together. And I think that's what helps to make the show the way it is, the success that it is that we've had. And, you know, I'm excited for people to really see the work that we do. I think we've got some really good, clean work that is being exposed out there to Vinny's face. And I think we've only scratched the surface on Vinny's face. Yeah. I really do. I mean, we're new to that. A lot of those programs have been on there a little bit, so we're new to that. So we're slowly easing our way into that family.
Yeah.
And I think they'll be really excited with the work that we've got actually coming there too. So I think there was one girl on here on the chat that wanted to that had a question. That was let me go back to it real quick here.
I know it.
She said, on the flip side, are there places you've investigated that you'd rather not ever go back to again? And I think Tana's jumping at the bit to tell her.
I just know that's one. Sherry, if you're still on here, if you're still listening, it was just everybody's heard this over and over, and I know they're tired of hearing it, but Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in Tennessee. Long story short, I'll make it quick. That experience that I had there was just about enough to make me quit the team. I'm glad it didn't, because it actually made me a lot stronger. But what I came face-to-face with was, I believe, because of even the picture that we saw of it that we captured, I believe it was inhuman. The smell from it had that stench. It was awful. But long story short, it really messed me up to where I had to be pretty much carried down from the third floor. Lyle wasn't with me. So when they got me down to the main floor, I collapsed. And we have it on video. We have the whole thing on video. But if you were to watch it, if you were to know me now and see me, that video doesn't even look like me. We had Mark Higgins, a friend of ours from the RIP files. He could only watch probably 1 minute of it, and he had to turn it off. He said, that was not you sitting there. So long story short, whatever it was that got me was, I've never experienced anything like that since then. And I don't know if it's because I've gotten stronger from it. But, yeah. I mean, Lyle can back me up on that. It definitely did not look like me.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was an experience that I know that there's many of us that wanted to have thought about trying to go back there to challenge whatever was there. But, you know, it was probably a great thing that we weren't able to, because I don't know what that was that night. But I know for me, I'm not really – I don't think there's any place that I wouldn't go back to again. I'm open for, I like going back to places that we've been, you know, a number of times. It's kind of like Dennis said on the chat here, you know, with new equipment, new cameras, new things like that, you never know what you might get the second time around. So, but is there any place anybody else would never want to go back to? Hello.
Anybody?
Well, I wasn't particularly fond of the chapel at Moundsville.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Remember that one.
Yeah, that might be one that
I
would question.
That was definitely a scary night.
Yeah.
So what happened at the chapel in Moundsville?
That was the first time and the only time that I hope I ever hit Tana. But we were setting up, like, in front of the chapel, and we witnessed something crawling on the floor, like, coming towards us. And then all of a sudden, Tana just, like, blacked out. She wouldn't respond to me. She was sitting right beside me, and I nudged her a couple times and said her name, and she wouldn't respond. And finally, I hit her really hard with my elbow, and she kind of came to. And at that point, I said something to Dennis and Lyle, and we took her outside. But whatever that was in that chapel was definitely coming after Tana.
Why did they do that to me?
I don't know.
Open mark.
Yeah, I had your back, though. I had your back. They weren't going to get you without getting me.
Yeah.
One for two. Yeah. All I remember is, I heard Missy, like, I saw this thing come crawling out of the doorway. It was maybe a foot and a half high, and looked like it was 2-3 feet long, and it was blacker than the dark.
Yep.
It came out, slithered around the wall, and slithered into the shadow under a bench off to our left. I heard Missy call Tana's name a couple of times. I looked about the time she almost launched Tana off the rail. And Tana says, we got to go. We got to get the fuck out of here now. Just out of nowhere. I'm like, what in the hell? And then it dawned on me, they saw the same thing I saw.
Mm-hmm. It was bad, whatever it was.
Say again?
No, this is when we were there for that. That was a public event that we were doing.
Yeah,
we were there just part of the Paracon and go back afterwards and investigate a little while. You know, we didn't have all the lights and everything that you know, all the IR that we usually run. You know, So, I mean, we're basically sitting there. I think, let's see, we had a 360 periscope sitting over in the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was pretty much the only thing we had with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that kept lighting up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. When that thing slithered around the doorway, two or three lights on the 360 periscope came on.
Yep.
And that was it. But
yeah.
I think we had maybe one or two recorders with us. You know, we were there more just to kind of check the place out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
and then when me and Tana left.
Go ahead. No, you started.
And then I was just going to say when Tana and I left, we were actually going out of the penitentiary because we had had enough at that point. And we found out from a guy that works there that they actually did satanic rituals in that chapel. Some of the inmates did, which we had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was real, real reluctant to share that information with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is Moundsville a location you would like to investigate, or is that just too, like, cost prohibitive?
Well,
are some places too expensive to go to?
Yeah, that's the whole thing about it. I mean, you know, you can really spend a lot of money going and doing it. That's why we like to do what we can to help promote locations that are first-time locations that want to open their doors and aren't afraid to let us come in and try to tell their story and their paranormal stories. And so we try to look for that.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very expensive, you know, to go into some of these locations. And I don't want to pass that expense on to our team if there's places that we can go and do just as good a job, you know, by bringing other places that aren't very well known out to the front. And I think that's what I like best about what we do. We can find those places.
Yeah.
And, you know, between, you know, Melissa, Merlin, Tana, and any of the people on the team that research and find locations, all it takes is just, you know, making a phone call, seeing if there's interest. And I know we've probably got three or four lined up already that are interested in us coming in. So, you know, we're not hurting for locations right now.
And I actually talked to one today, too, Lyle, the one that we had discussed in Warrington.
That one.
And the lady I talked to said that there's only been one paranormal group there that she knows of. But she said the activity is absolutely through the roof.
Yeah,
so I'm waiting for the manager to call me.
Okay. You know, and I see, you know, there's some comments on Brandon's live feed there, too, you know, people that or mentioned that they would like to go ghost hunting with us and stuff. So, you know, maybe we need to start looking at possibly putting together another haunted night with the Twisted Realm team. And
we have a location.
Be a part of it with us. Yeah, you've got a location. There's other locations, too, that we can, you know, if in different areas we can look at to go in and try to do them. I'm not against doing that either. I'd like to be able to meet a lot of people and show them what we do and have some fun nights, you know, because I know what we go do. We enjoy going into the locations, but a lot of times, you know, it can be work and putting these, you know, filming and doing the episode. So, you know, I think it's time we need to do some fun investigations for us as a team and just go and relax.
Yeah,
and just have a good time and share what we do with other people. So,
on that note, my friend, I have a date booked for Henricus Historical Park. I haven't released it yet because I haven't made up my event. I haven't done the flyers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if the members of Twisted Paranormal Society of Twisted Realm would like to join, by all means, we would love to have you join us that night. And for those that are listening, put in the chat if you have an interest in March 9th. It's a Saturday night.
March 9th.
But, yeah, I spoke with Caitlin. I want to get back to what my team, Commonwealth Researchers of the Paranormal, and the Twisted Realm is all about, and what I'm all about as a whole, and it's helping locations. And
mm-hmm.
Henricus Historical Park is a not-for-profit location. It's the second successful settlement in the New World. So I did, for a couple of years, we did 3 and 4 events a year there. And I backed off at the end of this year. So I want to try to get back to doing that with Henricus this coming new year and see about doing 3 to 4 there. So my first one booked is March 9th. If you guys want to come out and hang out with us, we'll do it for fun.
Okay.
That'd be a good time of the year because it won't be so hot. It won't be so many bugs.
Yeah. God.
Right, Don. Every time it's been there, it's been hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And buggy. Very buggy.
And buggy.
Buggy.
Yep. Buggy.
Now, I haven't figured out, you know, everything is a donation to the park. So I haven't figured out ticket costs or anything like that to the general public yet. But I will get that figured out. Please pay attention to my page. I'm sure Twisted will share it. I'm sure Freaking Awesome will share it. Crop the Cabin. But I'm probably looking at $40 a person, and we'll carry it from probably 6 p.m. to 9 a.m. the following morning, and you get fed overnight.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite places to investigate. So, yeah, it's definitely worth it. For $40 to investigate a place with 400 years worth of history, second established colony in Virginia, or settlement, I guess, in Virginia. It's I'm actually surprised more people don't show up to our investigations. You know, they'd be sold out every single time because it's just so much fun out there. It's so much strength, so much history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
Yeah. So for those that are listening, make sure you bug Twisted and tell them they need to come join us. You're welcome, Lyle.
Yes. Thank you, buddy.
Lincoln Reich is Twisted. So I want to go back to go back a little bit farther to what you were saying about the locations. I like the fact that you guys investigate the smaller locations that nobody really goes to, like the Mount Eagle Farm. I'm pretty sure not many people have ever heard of the Mount Eagle Farm, or would ever hear of it if you hadn't guys hadn't gone there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, I remember when we first found out about Mount Eagle Farm, we were doing a Paracon at the Exchange Hotel, and that's when Debbie came up and met us and then said, hey, how would you guys like to come out to our plantation and do an investigation? And of course, the house, you know, nobody was living in it. So, I mean, it was amazing. That is one of the episodes that's going to be playing in this first series on video. I've got that's going to be if they replay the Silk of Bats one, it'll be the following one after that. So I see Brandon actually got a promo worked up today, just about finished for that one. And but no, it's places like that, Ryan. I mean, nobody would know about that. At all.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, those are, you know, the land, the home itself. It's just amazing the stuff that we captured out of that property, and those are just hidden gems, is what they are. You know, so that's what we like to look for, and see if we can go in. I like to make every location like a Mount Eagle Farm, and go in and find and work them the way we did, and pull out the evidence that we did in those locations. And
That would be one I'd love to go back to. But
I mean, that would definitely, with new equipment, new cameras, do everything, and rework that location. But the house is now occupied, so. But I feel, you know, the people that live there now, they've got their hands full, that's for sure.
I notice you guys have a lot of your old episodes on your Twisted Realm series YouTube page. Like the Paris Theater episode, and I mean, I never heard of the Weems Bots Museum. There it is.
That's
a cool place. A lot of like.
Yeah, the Weems Bots Museum, that was an early episode. Really, kind of before the real Twisted Realm really came into play. You know, that was just more of a Twisted Paranormal Society filming an investigation. And but that was a great place. And I know we've been looking at going back there again and possibly doing a realm shoot.
That was a good place.
Yeah, Don, you had fun there, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, Tana did too, man.
Yeah.
Up in that room with the rocking chair and the rocking chair and the shadow and all that.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
Yep.
I'll never forget that rocking chair sound. That was nuts.
I know. And there was no rocking chair.
People,
there.
And the perfume smell, too. Remember that perfume, Tana?
Yeah.
Remember where in the,
you
I think we're getting Kate very flash. Yeah, perfume and the flashlight session and crazy.
Yeah.
So people want to go back and see how you guys got started. Some of your earlier episodes that they may not be able to catch on VidiSpace, they can go always check you out and check out your YouTube channel.
You can check out the Twisted Realm YouTube channel. There's you actually have the Old South episode on there, and you've got like the Weems Bots one, and then you've got when we actually ran our first series on PBS is there. So there's a couple reworked episodes that we've got on Vidi that were from our first run on PBS. So, so they're there. But everything else that's going to be coming up for the second, our second run, when this first season finishes, our second run will be all brand new stuff. So we've got some great places we've already filmed that are in the works. I'm really excited about the military base one that we did. Like I said, that's about done. I know Brandon and Tom have seen some of the work from that, and it's that one turned out very nice, and so I'm excited to put that one out there, and then we'll be moving on to some other ones.
So I've got one more question for you guys, each one of you to answer. What is your ultimate goal for the Twisted Realm?
You take that one first.
All right, I'll start that one. Okay. I think we're reaching. I think our goal is to go farther than what we've got right now, if the possibility came again. But I'm really very happy with where we're at right now. We are getting seen. We're getting seen by some very well known people that are big in this field, and you just never know. I mean, you never know what could happen. If we're called upon to do a sit-in on something or you never know. There's different ways to get out there. I'm happy with what we've got, and I'm very proud of this team. I'm proud of everybody. I love everybody that's a part of this, this big family that we have. And I think this was a very exciting step. When VidiSpace, wanted to show our product, that was very big to me. I felt like, wow, there's an accomplishment right there made. And so really that's my answer. I'm happy where we're at right now, but I would like to take it even farther if the chance came. But for now I'm happy with what we've got.
I'm happy too. Just the fact that, Nick and Elizabeth liked our stuff well enough to want to share it. I am with Lyle. I'm happy now. If an opportunity comes, fine. But I'm just so excited to get our product out there to people, to be able to see what our investigations are like and what we can bring to them. I'm proud of the way we investigate, and I just I really want people to see. I really do. I want them to see what we've done, because I'm proud. And I also hope that everybody that's with us right now on this crazy ride stays with us, because I care very much for each and every one of them. So that's another thing, too. I really hope everybody will stick with us, too. Don?
So before I talk about where I'd like to see Twisted Realm go, I'd like to just say something about Lyle and Tana and, I mean, the whole team, but I've been with the team since 2012, I think maybe a year after they started, and I've never seen a man work so hard to make something happen, and I've watched Lyle and Tana as a team really just keep pushing and pushing, even when, you know, you would get, you know, get your hopes up about something, and then, you know, your hopes would fall, and get your hopes up about, you know, whatever it is, a location or a big break as far as having a show and things like that. All I gotta say is that while I admire his and Tana, their dedication to just continuously, just constantly, just keep on working, you know, keep on working on it, just keep moving forward, keep putting a good, you know, putting a good thing together, and so I just want to say that I've watched them grow, watched the team grow from you know where it was then 5-6 years ago to where it is now, and it's just, you know, I'm, you know, a lot of kudos out to Lyle and Tana and the whole team, and you know, I'm proud to be a part of it. And then, you know, where would I like to see the team? Where would I like to see Twisted Realm, or what the goals for the future is? I agree with what everybody has said so far, Tana and Lyle, that I'm proud of what we're doing. And for me, I think it's good. The more, as a team, we catch really good evidence. And the evidence we catch is, it's real. I mean, that's the stuff we catch is what we catch. There's no editing to make it sound better or to make it there. You may clean it up a little bit, but what we catch and the experiences we have, they're real. And as a team, we seem to have these amazing experiences that every time you walk away, you're like, wow, can you believe that happened? You know, so.
Amen. Amen.
So, mm-hmm. And I'm almost done with my comments here. For me, it's the more we can put out there, the more good evidence we can put out there to say, hey, ghosts are real, paranormal is real, the afterlife is real. I think for me, that's where I like to see Twisted Realm, you know, go, is to keep continually adding to the wealth of evidence out there that we can say, hey, there's paranormal, there's an afterlife, and you need to think more seriously about this.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thoughts on it. But
Timothy,
how about you, Dennis? Or Timothy, either one.
Timothy, you there?
Timothy, respond.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, for the team and Twist, getting pretty good. And hopefully in the future it will really take off, maybe worldwide and maybe international. That would be
all right.
Fun.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So think big. And hopefully one day you just might get there.
That's right.
There you go.
Like I say, you've got one good team. A good Twist.
Good job,
team.
Timothy. Thank you. Merlin, you still there?
Yeah, I'm just kind of floating around back here.
Well, where do you want to see this go?
I'm with Tim. Let's take the world. Let's take the world. Let's find out what's out there. Let's try new stuff, go new places, do new things. Let's just go with it.
I like that
world twisted.
Yeah, where no one has gone before.
Twisted.
Let's go there, except underground. I don't want to go there. No underground stuff.
All right, Brandon.
Well, just first and foremost, I'll make it short so I know we're running out of time. But what you see on the realm. What you see on the realm is something that we all do ourselves. There is no fancy crew that comes in and holds the cameras. There's no B-roll team that comes in, does all that. You know, what you see is done on the backs of every single member on this team. You know, from mm-hmm. the editing to the filming to the recreations to the B-roll footage, the entire investigation itself. And like Lyle said, we're at sometimes at locations for a couple of days. So we fit 16 hours of filming, give or take, into 1 hour. And all that's done by Team Twisted. And that's what makes every single accomplishment, whether big or small, gratifying, because that's something that we did. And I know I'm going to be on the team. You know, I remember just getting a message saying, hey, do you want to carry a camera? And then it morphed into I joined this Twisted family. And, you know, every step, every day we go on, just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And just wait, because the best is yet to come.
That's right. All right, Miss, you got something, girl?
First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Tana and Lyle, because none of us would even be close to where we're at if it wasn't for their hard work and dedication. They keep this team together, and like they said earlier, we're just one big family, which makes it easier. And I say, let's just take the bull by the horns and follow our dreams and go worldwide, international, wherever it takes us. You know, let's just follow our dreams as a team. You know, as a team, we can make anything happen.
Yeah.
Got that right.
Thanks, Missy.
Yep. How about you, Dennis?
Real quick, brother.
I'm pretty much on the same boat with everybody else. Let's do this thing right. Let's take it international. Let's show people what true investigating is anymore. Not the disrespectful, not the over dramatic. Just the real part of what gets done. And
right.
I mean, kudos to Brandon on his statement. Everything that you see produced is from two or three visits back to a location. We've gone back to locations a month later to do more footage because we couldn't get it all done in one weekend.
Right.
And hours and hours and hours of piecing all the, you know, I'm running, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I've got 8 to 16 DVR cameras out at any given time. I've got Lyle and the investigators in specific areas that are anywhere from 2 to 4 cameras running at any given time. The number of hours of footage that goes into one investigation, for them to turn it into, you know, I can't lie, man. I got to throw kudos where it's deserved. Lyle puts in hours and hours to make one-hour episode from all those hundreds of hours of filming that we have.
Yeah.
I think we take this thing global. Let's show the Martians we're investigating.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's where Lyle got to name the man.
Yeah,
we're about out of time here, guys. I want to thank you guys for coming on the show and you know, talking about the Twisted Realm and how you guys got started, and I definitely wish you guys all the best, and hopefully I'll be able to join you on some investigations this year.
Oh yeah,
coming up. And again, thanks a lot.
Well, Ryan, thank you.
Thanks
for having us on. And make sure everybody out there, before we go off, go check out our Facebook pages. We got a lot of things going on, Twisted Waters Cruise, all kinds of things coming up in March 2020.
Yeah.
And VidiSpace.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting better and better.
It does. It keeps getting better and better. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you for hanging out and tuning in. Stay twisted. Stay freaky. You guys have a good night.
You too, buddy. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, everybody.
No problem.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.